All right, so in this podcast, what I want to talk about is a common question that I get asked quite a bit. And this really revolves around, you know, getting into how do you plan things out, right? So how do you lay things out? How do you get things done? And everybody that knows me knows that I'm a person that does things and prioritizes things and is big about, you know, laying things out the proper way and really methodically going through them. And that's the way you really take you get rid of the trivial many and you work on the vital few that are important to your business. And so I get asked questions quite a bit, you know, as far as that goes. And it makes me think too. It makes me go back and analyze and think about what I'm doing. So what I like to do is share these experiences. And I think that's valuable because as we are all going through life for the first time, and the only time that we are, right? So as we're going through life and we're literally experiencing stuff for ourselves, we owe it to others to share these experiences, because if somebody can like shorten that time frame of learning to grow, you know, the better everybody gets, right? So I want to kind of share this, right? I want to kind of share the fact that, you know, when it comes down to planning things out, how do you do that, right? So what do you think about first? What do you think about? So you think about just, you know, going from step A, step B, step, you know, going to and doing the task front to back? Or do you think about from back to front? Meaning, do you think about it from the start to goal? Or do you start from the goal to the very start, right? Personally, what I found better is to obviously, like, to go through, and this took me a long time to get, right, is to actually think about my goal first. And it seems very intuitive. It sounds very, like common sense when you think about it. You think about, okay, so you should start with your goal first. Like, what is your goal? What are you trying to do first, right? And then you think about, okay, so now I have a goal. Say, for instance, you're in a service industry or whatever the case may be. Like, let's give an example of, like, making... Everybody knows what I do, right? Everybody knows that, and if you don't, you will now. I do SEO, right? I do Facebook ads, I do chat bots and Facebook Messenger bots, and email automation, and just about everything. I do sales funnels. I mean, everything that I can possibly, you know, get into. It just seemed like it was, you know, as time went on, it all kind of meshed together and was all one thing. So I want to give you a for instance, right? I want to give you a for instance of a question that I got asked, you know, in MiniChat on how to you know, build a what they call a flow. If you're not familiar with, for, you know, like messenger marketing and stuff like that, what they call a flow is, and it's inside of a chatbot, right? So you would basically plan out your messages and you know, how you do things, right? So as you're building things out, you would do things one thing at a time. So, but first, you really need to know the intent of the goal, right? So what is your intent of the goal, right? So what in that conversation you're having inside of, because you have to treat chatbots and messenger marketing like a conversation, right? So when you're talking to somebody or you're inviting somebody in, whether it be an email, whether it be a chatbot, whether it be, you know, this podcast right here, you're still having a conversation with me. You're listening, you're interpreting, you're evaluating what I'm doing, and it really is a conversation. Whether it's kind of you just listening to me, you're still interpreting, you're judging, and you're going through thinking, okay, yes, no, whatever the case may be, right? So think about it that way. Think about when, you know, you're building something out, and this, for instance, we're building out a flow inside of MiniChat, and we're building something out. Our goal is here. So what is your goal? And one of my instances was, like, my services, right? My agency. I want to get an appointment. I want to get an appointment where I can actually talk to somebody about my services and offer them, you know, something that they may not know I'm good at, right? The same purpose. Like, we often go through life and we think that we're, you know, just because we're, you know, we know we're good at something, that other people know we're good at something, right? And even you could be really, really great at something. You could be really, like, that could be you. This in your head and the people that are around you in your inner circle, right? You think about it. They could know when they think about this one thing that is you. This is you. This is when this one thing happens, this is you. But people that you don't know, they don't know that. So how do you invite them in that conversation to let them know that this thing that you do, that you're great at, you know, that they should know about. Maybe it could, they could benefit from it, right? And the service-based industry is just like that, right? Oftentimes, you know, we misconstrue, you know, marketing with this big flashy thing, and really, it's such a thing that it's almost to the point where people forget about adding value, and they forget about helping and growing and giving people an experience. Because us as human beings, we want an experience. We that's the end goal, if you think about it. We want an experience. Okay, so when you go buy something, right? You can go to a nice restaurant, for instance, with your family or whatever, and it could be a really, really, really nice restaurant and have just no conversation. There's just, you know, you just get your food, you eat, you go home. It's really not an experience. You go and you have, and on the second side of things, you go and you have a nice experience. You can just go out, you know, with your family and you know, you talk and you enjoy and you meet other people and you know, the restaurant's really not, you know, like as far as the atmosphere is just really good. They got music playing or whatever the case may be. It's a really, really good experience and you remember that. But that's what you're paying for. You're not, you know, yes, you're paying for the food. The intent of why you're going is the food, but also too, what got you there, what keeps you coming back is the experience, right? So think about the experience when you're thinking about the end result too. So the end result of what you're doing, right? And in my case would be to get somebody to get my services, right? So my goal would be to get you on a conversation, get you on a schedule an appointment with me to basically talk, right? So how would I go about doing that? I would want to create that experience so that it's, if it's about building chatbots, that it's the best experience that they could possibly get, or it opens their mind to, oh, this is really good. I like the way this is doing. This is working, and this is working. I don't, or, you know, whatever the case may be. That way, when they get to the end result, they see, okay, well, this is a great experience. I would really like to have something like this in my business, right? It's not the fact of, oh, well, this is a really great experience, and they kind of get sidetracked and say, no, you know, but they're really looking at it as, oh, I can use this in my business. The same thing revolves around like SEO. The same thing revolves around like Facebook ads. Like if you have a really, really good Facebook ad and you're thinking, oh my, you know, like you stopped your scroll. Like you were literally scrolling on Facebook and you just went down and you were looking at things and you were like, oh, well, this is cool. You know, out of every ad you see every single day, and I know you see a lot of them. You know, we see ads on TV. We see ads on Facebook. We see ads everywhere we go. We see ads. They're on billboards, and they're always in front of you whether you think they are or not. The ones that get your attention, you remember, and those are the ones that have given you an experience. And in that experience, you have to think about what is the end goal, right? The end goal is to either buy a product or to, you know, in the instance that I'm giving, the experience that I'm giving, that the example that I'm showing here is like, how would I get somebody to schedule an appointment with me? Whether it be my digital marketing services, no matter what I do, whether it could be SEO, it could be my chatbots, it could be you know, Facebook ads, it could be anything that company needs or that person needs or that, you know, so how do I increase that experience, right? So you got to build something and think about it, right? So set your goal first, and then think about how would you want it delivered to you, right? Think about it from the customer's perspective instead of your perspective. Think about it from the person that's going through the experience versus the experience you want to give to somebody. So how would you want to be talked to? How would you want to go through it? How would you like to experience this to get you to, you know, sign up or to schedule an appointment or to follow through? It's one thing to schedule an appointment. It's another thing to follow through with that appointment too. We can send reminders and stuff like that, but we're all like super, super busy in this rat race of world we're in. So and even 10 minutes into this podcast, you're probably thinking, I'm still listening to this podcast. Again, it's 10 minutes into it, and you're probably either you're a driving or you're sitting listening to on your, you know, whatever, like you take time out of your day. This is important to you, right? Your time is important to you, but every day we tend to rush through what we're doing. But if we just take a step back and we actually analyze what we're doing and you laser focus on your goal and you lay out a good story, you lay out a good plan, you lay out, you know, and when I say story, people take that into a bad content sometimes, is your story is your story. It's about you. It's about what you do. It's about who you are. It's about the perceived, you know, experience that you're giving, right? And think about it. You know, so lay out your goal first and then think backwards, okay? And that goes to anything. And I just gave an example of like a chatbot, right? So it's, if you're not familiar with chatbots, it's really a complex kind of thing that it's really simple when you look on the inside. But if you look at it from the outside, you're thinking, oh my goodness, I can't do this. This is beyond me. I'm not going to be this person that can build chatbots and whatever. But honestly, if you watch like two or three of my videos, you'd be like, oh, I got this. But the point of it is, and it is as loosely as I just put that, I mean, it really revolves around my passion. I have a passion for teaching, right? I enjoy that. So that it's, again, that goes back to what is your thing? Like, what is your thing? What do you like to do? Like, I do services for people as through digital marketing. But what do I really, really enjoy doing? I really enjoy teaching. Like, showing somebody that how easy things, because a lot of people, like even myself, I went through things and I thought to myself, this is extremely hard. There's no way I'm going to get this. No way I'm going to get this. And I've tried and I tried and I tried and I tried and I tried. And then one day, well, just literally one day, I woke up and I was like, oh, the dots just came together. I don't know what it was. It just came together. And it's like that on everything. But when you think back to it, it's the teacher or the person that showed you that one little trick or that one little detail or that one little thing that you were just missing. You could not find it on a Google search or a book you were reading or, you know, whatever the case may be, or a TV show or whatever. Something struck your accord with you to have an interest in it, right? And I think that's, you know, that's the real intriguing thing. And that's the reason I do these podcasts. And even though, like, for me, this is like, it's almost like therapy, because I can just sit here and talk and say, okay, well, this is what the end goal, you know, we were talking about the end goal, and I just literally rambled on about other things because, again, I started talking about my passion. You see how passionate I am about teaching, because I like showing people how easy things can be and seeing that shift in them, seeing that shift that literally can take them to from what they weren't doing to what they are doing and succeeding at what they are doing, and then actually growing from that and being looking back and be like, wow, I can't believe I did that. That to me is such an empowering thing. Taking something that was once nothing and making something happen from it that is a great atmosphere is like you can't put a price on that. You really can't. So when you think about the experience, and you think about just like what I just said, like if you think about the experience of just what you just experienced and what you just went through, deliver that, right? Deliver what you're good at, right? You have a way to express yourself. You have your way to, it really drives you to be yourself, that you feel good on the inside. You're thinking with your heart, not your brain, right? And I know that sounds like that doesn't sound right at all. When I first heard it too, I was like, thinking with your heart instead of your brain. Think about this. When we were babies and we were like just getting developed as humans, the first thing that took over is not your brain. It's your heart. Your heart was the first thing that was developed, your first thing that kept you alive, the thing that keeps you alive today. And the thing that when something steps in front of you and just like literally either scares you or you have a great moment that is just like just the best moment in your life, you feel it in your heart, not your brain. And that's your heart thinking, that's your heart having an ability to sense different things, right? And it gets you in tune with who you are as a person, right? And I think if you really revolve that around business and like yourself and just like self-improvement altogether, it just like works. It makes you feel good about what you're doing. You know, whether it be providing a service or whatever the case may be, you know, or whether it be just whatever you're doing in life. Like you could just, your goal doesn't have to even be like a service, or your goal doesn't have to be an entrepreneur. Your goal doesn't have to be, you know, it could just be like going to a 9-to-5 job. Like some people, that's all they want to do, but they have, like they love it. Like that's their thing. They feel it, you know? And that's thinking, and that's stepping outside and thinking outside of your brain is thinking out, and thinking from your heart, right? If you ever like almost got in a wreck and you have that gut feeling, some people feel it in their gut, some people feel it in their heart, some people feel it. It's roughly around that area, right? That's your intuition. That's you as a person reacting to that situation. And the more you get in tune with that, the better you are. And that's just my opinion. Again, I get, again, like Sundays and stuff like this when I make this podcast, it's generally, like, honestly, it's my day. It's my day to go through and finish up all the, tidy up all my loose ends of my business and stuff before I start the new week. Again, as I told you when I first started this, I'm a very methodical person. I like to prioritize things. But when I do those things, I like to make sure that they're done properly, right? So, but I like to also take the last day of the week for me and just settle back and just say, okay, so let's clear my mind, right? Like literally, like doing this podcast is like therapy. And a lot of people may listen to this and be like, what? Wait, well, you know, what is the intent of it? Like, I got so much stuff out of it. What was the one theme of the whole podcast? It's really just that, right? It's really just therapy. It's really just coming back and saying, you know, what's your goal, right? What is your goal? How do you get to your goal? How does your end result of what you want, how do you get there, right? You plan things out. How do you plan things out? Do you plan from front to back? Do you plan from back to front? Do you plan from your goal to your start, right? Think about the way you plan things. Think about the way that you go through things. Lay it out. Could be on a vision board. It could be on a piece of paper that you just have laying around. It could be on a dry erase board. It could be on your computer. There's a lot of softwares that help you with that. There's a lot of things you can do to just lay out a plan, and a little bit each day. It doesn't have to be a lot. A little tiny bit each day will take you further than you ever thought. If you just start with a plan and you execute every single day towards that plan. But if you lay it out first, and you lay it out, as much as a lot of people don't even like laying out plans, they're just like, no, I don't want to do that. But just take a piece of paper out right now and just lay out a plan. Just, I'm going to do this right now. It, as simple as the task may be, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. Like, and I'll be honest with you, a lot of people don't know this about me, but I'm a person that ran multi-million dollar projects. Now, I ran multi-million dollar projects in my 20s. Okay? I was 20 years old. Running multi-million dollar electrical projects, and I was the project manager over that. Installing major equipment, in like controlling people's budgets, ordering material, getting things done, going to meetings, making sure everything was methodically done and it worked. When we put something in, they shut machinery down, they took it out, and they put it in, we put it in, we wired it up, we did everything, we made sure everything was running, and it started up on time. On time, right? That was a plan. You had to execute a plan. What was the goal? The goal was to implement, right? The goal was to put the equipment in and to get it running on time. But how do we get there? We have to plan things out. We have to do budgets. There's so many little baby things that you have to worry about. But you have to take a step forward each and every day. The point of it is as simple as I just made that out, right? Again, a lot of people don't know that about me. A lot of people don't know that in my 20s, I ran multi-million dollar projects for doing automation and doing electrical installations. Like, that doesn't make me special. And not at all. that makes me a person that was driven, a person that didn't care what it took. I had to put forth the effort to do what it took. You know what actually makes me aggravated is when I don't take action. I get super frustrated at myself when I don't take action. When I am a person that sits back and I don't feel like I am living up to the potential of what I should be doing, it actually aggravates me to the point of I actually get like to the point where I just don't feel happy about myself. And that's me knowing who I am. I'm not thinking with my brain, I'm thinking with my heart. I know where I'm supposed to be. I know what path I'm supposed to be on, right? And if I'm working towards that path, great. I feel good about it. If I'm not working towards that path, I don't feel good about it. And largely because, again, the end result of where I want to be in life is, again, we all have this end result, whether we think so or not, we all have this goal, and you have to work towards that goal. But you have to set the goal first. And then you have to make the plan. Then you have to execute on that plan every single day. So as long and as drawn out as that was, we're 20-something minutes into this, and I really do appreciate everybody that stuck with this, because this is my therapy. This is like, this podcast is not just me like reaching out, teaching and showing this and doing this. This is me saying, this is my experience. You are a person that is listening to this experience, and I appreciate you listening to sometimes when I just get on these rants, and sometimes when I there is an intent, there is a point, there is a goal, and for you to go through that yourself and to listen to this, it's a better experience for you, right? And I really do appreciate that. I really appreciate you being part of that. So, we'll close today out, and again, thank you for being part of this, and thank you for, just being part of, following me or whatever. You know, whether you heard this the day I put it out or whether you hear this 2 years after I've said it, it doesn't matter. The intent of it is to, if it helps one person, if it just helps one person in the world, then this 22 minutes that I've been on this podcast has been every bit worth it. So we'll close today out. And again, I really appreciate everybody. And we're going to start picking these things up and wrapping these things up a lot more, because I feel so much better when I do these that if I don't do them, it feels like I'm not making that step forward into my goal. So I'm going to start doing these a lot more. So I really hope this syncs with somebody and they appreciate it. And if so, thank you. Thank you for living this with me. So we'll talk to you on the very next one. Thanks.